I don't know about you, but there are often days, moments, it seems almost every hour, where I'm sort of like doing things on my own strength, my own way. But actually, every so often, more often than I'd like to think, I'm reminded that actually I need God's strength to do this.
Yeah, and I think we all tend to that, don't we?
Yeah.
We like to be in control. We like to do things our own way.
Absolutely.
But what happens when God comes in and we realise that our way doesn't really work? In fact, it doesn't work. But anyway, we're going to take a closer look at this. Emily Tyler from the Devoted Collective with us again. Emily, welcome back to the show. So, yeah, this wrestle of doing things our own way.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it makes me think of the passage in Luke 5 where we've got Simon, absolute pro fisherman. He's been fishing hard all night long. In the Message translation, verses 5 and 6, it says, Simon said, Master, we've been fishing hard all night and haven't caught even a minnow. But if you say so, I'll let out the nets. It was no sooner said than done, a huge haul of fish straining the nets past capacity. And I think it's exactly right, Tom. So often we have these things that we go really hard and we try. And maybe we're working at full capacity. We're giving it all I've got. And yet we still come up short. Maybe it's a parent-child relationship. Maybe it's a work situation. Perhaps it's a challenge at home, health, finances, relationships. And the thing is, Simon was an absolute pro fisherman. He knew how to do it. He knew when to go out. He knew his stuff. He knew that there was nothing that night to show for his effort and hard work. Nothing. Mm. So disappointing, so tiring, so frustrating. And then along comes Jesus, a carpenter who simply tells him, push out into deep water and let your nets out for a catch. Really, Jesus. You've seen how hard I've been working. You've seen the hours of preparation and effort. You know that the best time of fishing is at night and not in the day. I'm tired. I've given it all I've got. Simon could have given Jesus a shed load of excuses as to why going out to fish at that time was a bad idea. But he said, but if you say so. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm not sure this phrase comes up enough in my thoughts and out of my mouth when it comes to things that God is asking me to do. But that simple phrase shows us the correct response to Jesus. If Jesus says something, then it's going to be worth following through. And while Simon was a pro fisherman, he also has a right understanding of who Jesus is. Because in the passage, it talks about he's the word master, which could be translated as boss or leader or commander. So it's this authority. And Simon rightly says, if you say so, my commander, my boss, my master, then I will do it. So I don't know about you guys. I don't know if there's particular things that pop into mind that you've been tackling in your own strength, where maybe it's time for all of us. I know there are things in my life to stop and let Jesus direct us, because he promises wisdom when we ask for it. Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6 are very famous verses in the Bible. Verse 6 says, in all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. So have we been acknowledging Jesus? Have we been giving excuses as to why actually maybe we don't have to forgive that person, or we don't have to give our time or our finances or our energy to something? Is there a situation that we haven't actually bothered to bring before him? Will we let the Lord direct our paths and our work, because he will bring fruitfulness when we allow him to do that. It says in Isaiah 30 verse 19, he will be gracious if you ask for help. He will answer you. And so I certainly have been challenged and encouraged this week as I think, oh gosh, I've got a big old long list of things that I often give myself to do.
Yes,
and so
that.
Maybe the first question is, okay, God, are all of these things that you're directing me to?
Yeah.
But when we actually come to the nitty gritty and the hard, the mundane 9 to 5, day in, day out, how much lighter would the load be if we start to say, well, what do you say, Jesus? Is this what you're telling me to do? And just invite him into those spaces again.
I think it takes an amount of stillness and, you know, spending time with God, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think, you know, when we're busy, go, we don't really give God the opportunity to speak into our lives.
I think it also comes to that thing of sometimes we have to get to the end of ourselves.
Yeah.
So like Simon had that whole night fishing and it hadn't been fruitful. It hadn't worked out.
Yeah.
And I can imagine he would be somewhat frustrated because he would be relying on that fish for income and all the rest of it. And I know with me, sometimes I think that I'm super strong and I'll go out and do stuff in my own strength. And then if it doesn't work, it's at that point that, like you say, the stillness comes and that pause to go, oh, hang on a minute. Mm. I've been trying to do this all by myself rather than inviting God in.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing is, how often do we call Jesus Lord and then go running off and try to do things our own way? And, you know, perhaps it's realizing that if he is Lord, because it's interesting, if I've got it, if my memory serves me correctly, following on that story, they left their nets. Mm. And this massive catch of fish to follow Jesus, you know. So maybe that's another situation that we can find ourselves in. Well, plenty there to wrestle with in terms of, you know, coming up short on our own strength. You can read, of course, about it in Luke chapter 5. Emily Tyler with us from the Devoted Collective. Appreciate it once again. And, of course, online, you can find out more at devotedcollective.org.
Thank you.